Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf lamed ches. We're holding the third line of the Omid, and the Gemara tells us about the two brothers, Yehuda v'Cheskia b'nei Reb Chia.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about Yehuda v'Cheskia b'nei Reb Chia? Because if you go back to the Omid Beis of yesterday, look at the third wide line on the bottom. It says Omer Rav Yehuda b'reid Reb Chia. So we already have one of the two brothers, and that's Reb Yehuda, the son of Reb Chia. And if you go down another four or five lines, Eisve Chizkia Achiv, Chizkia, the brother of Reb Yehuda, again the son of Reb Chia, asked him a kasha. So we already had yesterday both Yehuda and Chizkia, brothers, the sons of Reb Chia, and therefore our Gemara starts off today, Yehuda v'Cheskia b'nei Reb Chia. Our Gemara doesn't tell us today, but there's a Gemara Nida that tells us something fascinating. That Yehuda and Cheskia were twins, but they were not born on the same day. They were born 3 months apart. 3 months apart. How is that possible? Don't we have a Kabbalah that once a woman becomes pregnant, she cannot become pregnant yet a second time? And the Gemara says, you're right. They were both pregnant they were both conceived from the same Tashmish. However, what happened was, one was born a Zibla, and one was born after full term. Zibla means a 7 month child. And a 7 month child, the Gemara holds, everybody holds, can be like a Kutoyin. The Kutoyin means even if it's not complete months. So therefore, one of them was born after 6 months and a day or two, and the other one was born at the end of 9 months. He had a difference of 3 months. For those of you who are wondering where this Gemara appears, it happens to be on Daf Chov Zayin in Masechtas Nida. Just coincidentally, I happen to have a Gemara here with me. And the Gemara says over here, Omrav Oven Barav Ada Omrav Menachem Ish Kvar She'orim V'Amrilo Beisha'orim Maisa V'Nishto'ov V'lad Echad Acher Chaveiro Gimel Chadosh. There was a story there that one of two twins waited in the mommy's womb 3 months after the first Vlad. And both of them are sitting with us here in the Mismanish. Who are they? Yehuda v'Cheskia b'nei Reb Chia. Once a woman is pregnant, she can become pregnant the second time within that pregnancy. The original Shechva Zera of the father was one Tipa. And it was subdivided into two. One of them, the child was fully developed at the end of 6 months, beginning of the seventh month. The other and the other one, Besoif Tes, at the end of the ninth month. So that's why there's a difference of 3 months between Yehuda and Cheskia, twins, sons of Reb Chia.
But they should have been identical twins.
Maybe they were.
No, they could have been probably two different sacks.
Yeah, could very well be. Unfortunately, there are no pictures left from that time, because over the years, the pogroms and the crusades, they destroyed all the pictures.
Now the artists were created.
So if you want to, by all means. How were they related? They were brothers.
Reb Chia, the Messiah of the Brises, was their father.
I know, but we also have...
He wants another relationship to Rav.
And Rav is his uncle.
So they were cousins. Chia was Rav's uncle. They were first cousins.
From the mother's side or from the father's side?
Both.
Sure. So now it's all crystal clear.
Sochem Daf Dalet.
Exactly. At the very top. Okay, so Gemara's going to continue on. So Yehuda and Cheskia were the sons of Reb Chia, Abiyas b'Sudasa, and they were sitting at a Suda, Kami Rabbi, in front of Rebbe. And since, of course, Rebbe was the God of Hadar, they were somewhat intimidated. And as we'll see from the Gemara, they were young. And therefore they kept quiet the entire time. They just nodded all the time when Rebbe would say Torah, but didn't open their mouths. So Rebbe wanted them to say something, and he wanted to get the younger light to get ready and to get developed into speakers and to share their Torah. So therefore he told to the waiters, Agbru Chamra Adardiki, I want you to go and give more wine to these youngsters to drink, so that they should open their mouths and say some Torah, let's hear something. Anyway, the waiters were successful.
They weren't 4 years old. I mean, there might have been young men. They might have already been like teenagers, you know.
Again, we do not have pictures from that time.
The video wasn't saved.
It was originally viral, but then there was a virus, and that destroyed the whole thing, and there were no vaccines, and RFK wasn't there.
TikTok.
Anyway, bottom line is, says the Gemara, Kivan d'Ifsim, as they did drink and imbibe the wine, and they started to become Abyssal of Freilich, a little bit, they started opening their mouths. Pascha v'yom, they said the following: Ein ben David ba, Mashiach ben David will not come ad sheyichlo, until will be ended. Shnei bati avos mi Yisrael, two great bati avos in Klai Yisrael. Who these bati avos? Ve'elahein roish goyla shebe bavel, the nasi shebe eretz Yisrael. If you remember, we had already about this: the Reish Galusa and the nasi shebe eretz Yisrael. All of them were from Shevet Yehuda, and the Reish Galus in Bavel had not only Torah power, but also not military. He had
police.
He had political power. He was officially appointed by the local government authorities to be in charge of the Jewish community. So that was the Reish Galusa. And he had the Nasi Shu Eretz Yisrael, who had less political power, but he was considered to be the religious authority in Eretz Yisrael. So what's going to happen to them? And by the way, both of them are from Einik Lech of Yehuda. And you remember back on Daf Hey, the Gemara said that the Reish Galusa is called Shevet, and the Nasi Eretz Yisrael is called the Machokek. We have in the Brachas of Yaakov Avinu, Lo Yosser Shevet mi Yehuda, U'machokek mi Bein Raglav. That was back on Daf Hey. And Dafei Med Aleph, thank you, and the Sechta Sanhedrin of the Talmud Bavli. So it says in the Gemara that who were they? The Gemara brings it in the middle. Kedesan leYosef Shevet mi Yehuda, Eilu Rashi Goliyah shebeBavel, Sheroidin es Yisrael veShevet. They have the right to go because they have the political power. They can go and, if they need to hit Klai Yisrael veShevet, in other words, with their scepter to lead them. Umchaykim Beit Raglav Eilu Benibonav Shel Hilo Shemalam Tir Biravim. Why? Because they happen to be the Nesiim in Eretz Yisrael. How did it develop that certain of the Einik Lech became Rashi Golias and the others became Mechoikek, that became Nesiim? So there's an interesting Toisus in Daf Hei Yom Aleph, where the Toisus says on the bottom, he quotes a Yerushalmi, V'hainu taima mishum deroish goyla mischorim v'nosi shebe Eretz Yisrael min a kevois k'ra'oma b'Yerushalmi. It's the Toisus Dibra Maschel, the Hacha Shevet V'Hasa Mechoikek, where Toisus says on the last line, it's about 6-7 lines on the bottom of the Amud, V'Hainetama, Mishem Dereish Goyim Mischarim, the Reish Galusa that was in Bavel, he was descended from Shevet Yehuda, from the Scharim, from the men folk, from the males, and also Shevet Yisrael, and the Simon Yisrael came in a cave, so they all came from Shevet Yehuda, and they were all part of Einik Lech of Beis David, of David HaMelech. Some came, however, from the boys, and some came from the girls. Okay, anyway, so getting back to our Gemara now, say these two, Yehuda and Cheskia, that unfortunately for these two great Bati Avos, by the time Mashiach comes, those two Bati Avos will no longer be functioning. Shneimer, like it says in the Pasuk, V'hoyo le'miktosh, u'le'even negev, u'le'tzur mikshol, l'shnei Bati Yisrael. The way Rashi learned, V'hoyo le'miktosh, that means that the Mashiach that is going to then come to Klal Yisrael, he'll be like a major sanctuary of Kedusha. At the same time, however, he'll be an Eben Negev, that means a tripping stone, Uletzur Michshol, and a stumbling block, the Shnei Bati Yisrael. Who the Shnei Bati Yisrael? Reish Galusa and the Nasi. Who was the Nasi at that time? It was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was somewhat offended by these two saying that your Nesias is all going to, your legacy is all going to be ended. So he said to them, Bonai, you're going and taking thorns and you're inserting it at my eyes. So Rebchia came immediately to their defense and he says, Rabbi, al yer beinecha, don't be upset. Yayin nitim eshivim oisiois, v'soy nitim eshivim oisiois, nechnes yayin yotzasoy. What does that mean, shivim oisiois? If you take the gematria of the word Yayin, Yud is 10, the other Yud is 10, is 20, and 70. Nun is 50, is 70. If you take now Soid, Samach is 60, Vav is 6, 66. Dalet is 4, 66 and 4 is 70. So therefore, if you go and imbibe yayin, you're taking in 70. And then you let out another 70, and that is nichnas yayin yatsasoid. So, because you imbibe them and you push them to go and drink, that's what happens. It's as if you're, the Rebbe, it's really your fault that you press them by forcing them to drink.
That's was that nevuah, or where are they basing that?
This is a pasuk. The pasuk that the Gemara is quoting.
No, the two batei Israel is going to be. They're going to be.
Go back to the pasuk. B'hoyel lemikdash le'eben negev le'tzor michshayil le'shnei batei Israel. All they're doing is they're defining who the shnei batei Israel are. Presumably, they learned that from their father Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya may or may not have learned that from Rebbe or from other rabbanim prior to him. But the point is that's the pshat that they learned. That the Eved Negev and Tzur Mishl is referring to these two Bati Yisrael, to the Reish Kolos and to the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe was not happy. Maybe if you say that vort is one thing, but say it quietly, not in front of a whole audience over here. And so Reb Chiya said, it's really your fault you had them drink wine, and that's what happened. Now we're going to go in darshan similar psukim. Reb Chizda, Mar Ukva, V'Amele, Reb Chizda, Dorish Mori Barmat. My Yechsev says in the Pasuk, V'Yishkoit Hashem Al Haro'ah. Where Yishkoit says Rashi means memayer, that means to go and speed up. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to speed up the ra vayvier oleinu, and he brings it upon us. Ki tzadik Hashem alekin, because Kadosh Baruch Hu is a tzadik. Frank Timura, it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. Yishem the tzadik Hashem, because Kadosh Baruch Hu is a tzadik. But Yishkoit Hashem ale ra vayvier oleinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought the ra upon us early. He was memayer. He quickened the bad, the bad times. Says Timura, yes. In Tzedakah, so Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael shehiktim golus tzidkiyo va'oid golus yechonya kayemes. There were two times that Nebuchadnezzar took Eden into golus. One of the times of Yechonya, otherwise known as King Yehoyachin, and then 11 years later in the times of tzidkiyo hamach. Techsiv bey, and it says by the golus Yechonya hachoresh v'hamasker elef. On the poshut pshat. Choresh is a person who's a craftsman, a person who works with wood or metal. Hamazger means a gate closer, from Lashon Sogar, to go and close. So these two professions, those that were the craftsmen and those that were the gatekeepers and the gate closers, Elif, there were 1,000 that came along with Yechonya. Says Igmar, however, that's the simple interpretation. However, Chazal have a deeper meaning, that Choresh is like the word Cheresh, that as soon as this Talmud Chacham begins to speak, to darshan, to give a shir, everybody is in such awe, they become like deaf mutes, that they don't even know how to open their mouths. Wow, what a shir! Unbelievable! They all become dumbfounded and inspired and amazed about what's being said. What's mazger? If you bring them a shayla, and after they think about it back and forth for a day or two or three, and they come back and say, I don't know the answer to this shayla, and so therefore they close the books, so to speak, shivein poischa, nobody even has the thought of possibly saying, but maybe, Rebbe, we should learn from here or from there, because these are such great gedolim and poskim that nobody would even have the pischein peh to open his mouth and say, maybe you forgot this and maybe you forgot that. Mr. Talmud, I already went through all of those 1,000 times. Don't tell me that I missed something. And how many were there? Choresh and Masker? Elef. So now to close up, what's the Gemara telling us? When Tzidkiyo HaMelech's refugees went into exile, there was a concern that they would not have Rabbonim and Yeshivas and Talmud Torahs, etc., to go and educate them and their children. The good news is, says the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu was good to us, and that is, he made sure that the Golus of Yechonya, or the Golus of Tzidkiyah, was only preceded by 11 years by the Golus of Yechonya. And the times of Golus Yechonya, you had many great Talmid Chacham, at least 1,000 based on this Chazal, HaChoresh VaHamazger. And so therefore, when the new exile came in 11 years later, you don't have to worry that unfortunately there is no Jewish religious halachic infrastructure. There was The last 11 years, the Yechonia people were there, and Baruch Hashem, they were still alive, and therefore they were able to go and train and educate and learn with the new refugees. So that's the Tzidkus HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on the Ro'ah quickly, meaning the Golus of Tzidkio, that it wasn't 20 years later, 50 years later, it was only 11 years later, so the Yechonia people were still around to be there. That's one pshat. Ula Amai have another pshat. And this pshat is brought in Rashi and Chumash. This is, the Gemara is now quoting from the Pasuk that we lain always on Tisha B'Av. What do we lain on Tisha B'Av? Kisoylet banim uvenet banim, v'noishantem ba'aretz. V'noishantem means that they become, from a lashon yoshan, they become old in the land. In other words, they become like fixtures in the land. V'shchatem, and unfortunately they're going to be mashkes, they're going to do bad. V'asisim pesel t'munas koil, v'asisim marah b'enei Hashem l'kecha, v'hachisoy. And then the next Pasuk says, then ka'ovei teveidun maher, and he shameiti shameidun, that unfortunately, if that's what's going to happen, then they're going to be destroyed, rachmanu litzlan. So the Gemara tells us, ula omar shehiktim shteishonim livenei shantim. The Gemara momentarily is going to tell us that the gematria vinoi shantim is 852. If you want to go and try it out yourselves, vav of vinoi shantim is 6, nun is 50, is 56, vav is 6, is 62, shin is 300, is 362, nun is 50, is 412, then Tuf is 400, is 812, and then Mem is 40, is 852. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makdim, he took the Yidden out of Eretz Yisrael and sent them into Golis after 850 years, and he didn't wait for 852. The Gemara says, Amrab Acha Bar Yankiv, Shema Mino Mehera, the Mori Alma, when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the Torah that I'm going to work quickly, it means after Tamni Mei V'Chamishin, the Tartan have it, means after 852. Because the Pasuk says that if V'Hishchatem, V'Asisa Mara, next Pasuk says, Ke'ovei Teveidun Maher. What's Maher? 852 years later, I'm going to expel you from the land. It shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very patient, very tolerant. You've been doing Avedis for 852 years. I'm going to quickly take you out and expel you from Eretz Yisrael. Now, what's the cheshbon of 850? If you look at the Rashi, Ula Amar, Rashi is about 12 lines from the top. Ula Amar Tzedakah Shel Shkida, Shkida meaning being quick. Hainu Hiktim Chorben Shteishonim Legematra Devenoi Shantim. The Chorben of the first Bayis took place after 850 years. We'll see what 850 is. The Hainu Tamni Meya Lechamishim Vetartin. That's 2 years before the Gematria of Neshamtim, which is 852. And they went into Golus 850 years after they entered into Eretz Yisrael. At that time it says, that's when the Beis Hamikdash Harishon was built, after 480 years. By the May Bayis Harishon, we know that the first Bayis stood for Dalin Meis for Eser, for 410. So if you add 410 to 480, Hare Ches Meyois V'Tishim, 890. Now, this 890 started from the times of Yetzias Mitzrayim. See, the Rashi didn't bring the whole Pasuk. But Vahi B'Shmoinim Shona B'Abar Meyos Shona, the 480 years, from the time the Eden came out of Mitzrayim.
Take 4 years.
That, which is, and in Mitzrayim, in the Midbar, of course, there was a Gedrayit for 40 years. So therefore, if you take 890 and you subtract 40, so then what do you have? Hare Shmoinim Meyos V'Chamishim. The Moli Hayamamtin Avneshant, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have waited until 852. So we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out 2 years earlier, so we shouldn't be Nebuch Ovei Tevedun and Hisham Tishamedin. We went back into Golis, no question. 70 years later, Baruch Hashem, we came back at the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. But that was the Tzedakah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he took us out 2 years early before Avneshantim. Some of the Meforshim ask, if that's the case, why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu have to be makdim 2 years? He could have been makdim only 1 year, and then we'd still have the same accomplishment that we weren't there for 852. Why'd it have to be after 850? Could have been after 851. So the Meforshim that say from this is a raya that when you do a gematria, you can be off by one, because gematria doesn't have to be exactly precisely that number. One more or one less is ochgut. And that being the case, if an Ashantim is not only 852, it also means 851. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu would have only waited 1 year before 851, oh yeah, yeah, then Chas V'Shalom, in other words, 1 year before 852, in year 851, that would have been the same as the Gematria and Ashantim when you're one off, and that's why you had to do it 2 years earlier. And they have another raya, because back in Parshas Vayechi, it says that Yaakov Avinu says that Ephraim and Manasseh kiruvein v'shimon yuli, says the Balaturim. Balaturim is the Torah, that's the father of the Rosh, that goes back to the Rishonim. He says that if you take the Gematria of Ephraim and Manasseh and Reuven v'Shimon, you'll see that it's the same Gematria. Ephraim and Manasseh, kiruvein v'shimon yuli. However, if you actually do the Gematria, you'll see that it's off by one. One is, I think, 731, the other 732. So they bring from that yet another raya that when it comes to Gematrios, you're entitled to an error of one in either direction. Okay, now we go back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Lefichach, this is part of the Iyum. Part of
say, yeah.
By, sorry,
by,
what would you like?
By a Nazar, we say, yeah.
Yeah?
In terms of...
30, it's not the 0, it's 30 days.
So we should say it should be 31 or 29.
There's nothing wrong with something being precise. It's just saying that in case you have a case where it's off by one, don't say, the whole gematria is worthless, it's off by one. No, you can have a gematria even
well,
though
you're gematria, you can be enough.
Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Now, back in the Mishnah, it says a part of the Iyum, the warning that they gave to the Edom, they told them about Odom Harishayim. How did we get into Odom Harishayim? Because they want to say that Mominus is different than the Fashis. By Mominus, if you aid, go and err, or if you say falsehood, worse comes to worse, you have to show the money out of your own pocket now or in the future. With that, you can do tshuva. But when it comes to Chas V'Shalom, a Masa of Din Nefashis, then it's not only his blood, but the Damzrei Oysav Tuluyim by Atzeif Oilam. It's not only that individual, but all of his children in Einikach and Ir Einikach that could have been born from that time on, all of those you've killed, and you're killing billions of people. So you should just realize what you're doing when you're saying falsehood. So that's how the Mishnah then got into a little bit of discussion about Odom Harishayim, and said, Lefichach nivra Odom Yechidi Lamedcha Shekolam Abi Nevishach Miyisrael, Shekolam Akayim Nevishach Miyisrael, and so on and so forth. So because we spoke about Odom Harishayim, we're going to go and talk a little bit more about the Inyanim of the Mishnah. We're going to expand upon that in this Brisa. Ton Rabban. Odom Yechidi Nivra, Odom was born all on his own. Why weren't there two Odoms, three Odoms? Vusep's not only one Odom. Neima, why? Shlehi Aminim Oimim Sadati Apikorzim Shenatze Habe Rishuyois Vashemoim. There are many different gods up in Shemayim. One created Odom, the other one created, you said, Odom 2.0, and the other one will say, and the third god created Odom 3.0. So therefore, the Kadosh Baruch Hu only made one. The tzaddikim shouldn't go and say, well, we have the DNA of the first tzaddik, and therefore, since we have that DNA, we have nothing to worry about that we are going to chas v'sholom sin, because we are descended from these great tzaddikim, and therefore it's in our blood, we're not going to do any aveiros, so we don't have to be marchik atzmeinu min aveiro. On the other hand, urishoyim oimrim anu b'nei rasha, we have to be enichlech of this famous Russia. No matter what we're going to do, we're going to be Rishoyim. It's kind of predestined in our blood, in our DNA. And therefore, there's no point in doing tshuva or doing mitzvahs, because we're going to be destined to be Rishoyim anyway. And therefore, says the Gemara, that's the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu only created one Adam, so that because there would be two Adams, then they would say, well, this Adam was a tzaddik, this Adam was a Rasha. I am to be an enichlech of this Adam, then enichlech of the other one. So there's only one Adam. And now we all have free choice to do what we have to do, do mitzvahs and mafim. So that they shouldn't have families who quarrel. That they shouldn't quarrel and say, oh, I'm more chashim than you. I come from Odom Harishon. The other one says, well, I come from Odom Hasheni. Well, Odom Harishon is better than Odom Hasheni. And therefore, we are chashim than you. And the more makes a kal v'chayma. Can you imagine, there is only one Odom Harishon that was born, as we know from Parshas Bereishis, and nevertheless, Mizgorois, Mishpochis today, go and fight with one another and say, I'm more choshev than you, and etc. Nivru shnayim, can you imagine, had there been two other Marishai, Telach Skam Vekama, one would say, I am destined from this Adam, that first Adam, and he was really a gem of a man, and I am to be his Einikol. Your Adam, that's right, the Tzibach only created one Adam. Because of the Gazlan. Had there been two Adams, then some people would steal other people's property and say, this doesn't belong to you. We happen to be descended of the second Adam, and this property belonged to him. It didn't belong to your Adam, to your legacy, to your progeny, your ancestors. So Madach today, when Nivri Yechid, there was only Adam, and then look at how much Gezela there is in the world, where people steal other people's property. Can you imagine there had been two Adams? It would have been much worse, because half of the people would say that this property belongs to me. It comes from my Zayda and not from your Zayda. Or Hagid Gedulah say, it comes to tell you the Gedulah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made one matveya, one form, one mold for Adam, and now throughout the generations, there are billions of people since then, all look different, as opposed to when a person doesn't. A person goes and he opens up a mint, and there he mints numerous coins with the same choysam, with the same mold, with the same insignia, or whatever. All the coins look exactly the same. Everybody looks different. This pasuk is talking about that when a person, Rachman Litzlan, is buried, so then when he's buried in the ground, tisapech, all of his flesh and blood and atzamis, everything will turn to choymer, like to dirt, to soil, etc. Choysim, that choysim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu imprinted in every person. B'yisyatsu, however, lo'asad lovei, when they'll be tchiyas ha'meisim, they'll all come up, k'moy lovish, fully dressed. Why didn't the Kadosh Baruch Hu allow for people to have the same facial features? Shlayira odom dira novi, shenovi ha'mishalihi. Because then every bandit, every crook would be able to go over to every piece of property and to every attractive young lady and say, oh, this is my property, this is my wife. You prove that I'm not her husband. I look exactly the same as the husband. So therefore everybody has to look a little bit differently. Come on, you're not, doesn't look like your husband, you look totally different. Kadosh Baruch Hu took away the shining countenance from the Rishoyim by having them look different than the Tzaddikim. Was Rai Roma Tishoven, as a result, Kadosh Baruch Hu was able to break their mighty arm, because now they cannot say, this is my property, this is my wife, because he looks totally different than the owner of the property or the husband of that wife. Every person is different than everybody else in at least three ways. Bekoil, Bemara, Uvedas. The koil b'mara, mishem erva. Koil b'mara is what we spoke about a moment ago, that a person shouldn't go and take somebody else's wife and say, it's my wife. So therefore, mara is during the day, he looks different, because ain't parts of fein shoven. And even at night when it's totally dark, his koil is different than anybody else. Therefore, the woman will immediately recognize, that's not my husband, this is some sort of perpetrator. That's koil b'mara. U'bedas, m'yagazlon v'acham sonim. Rashi says, bedas means that Kadosh Baruch Hu made sure that everybody keeps their own machshavas to themselves, because if those were all open to everyone else and everybody knew everybody else's thoughts, then I would know where my friend Yankel hides his money, because he knows where he hides his money, under the mattress or in the bank or in a safe. I don't know. That's because I don't know his das. I don't have his mind. But if I had his mind, then we would both know where your things are, where my things are. So because of the gazlanim, everybody has to have a different mind. Tanravan, Odom Nivadi Ari Shabbos. Odom Risha was born on Friday. Neymah Ma, why Taka Friday? Shli Aminim Oimrim, Shintavoy the Kadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereishis. If Odom Risha would have been born on Sunday, then they would say that there were two contractors, so to speak, that created the rest of the world during the next 6 days. They had Odom together with the Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyach. So therefore, he was born the last minute on, not Mamish the last minute, but he was born the last of everybody on every Shabbos, so nobody will say that he was part of the planning committee to go and create the world. Tovrachan Chabshat Shem Tizuch Daiti Olav. Anytime a person thinks that he's high and mighty, in Yiddish Agrois a Knacker, Oymoloi, we tell him Yitush Kadomcha B'Maasa Bereishis. Even a small little gnat. Today they say Yitushim are mosquitoes. Even a small little insect was created before you, because you, Adam Rishon, was created only on the final day of creation. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted that Adam Rishon should immediately go into mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Shabbos Kodesh. Since he was created Friday afternoon, okay, after he had a chance to go to the mikveh and put his Shabbos clothes on, Shabbos started. So therefore, he wanted to go to mitzvah miyad. Tovarach ilei shikhanas asuda miyad. He should be able to immediately enter into suda, because you have the suda's mitzvah on Friday night. Now, the Gemara gives a mashal. Mashal melchud abbas v'dam. Shabbana paltarim. He went and built a beautiful palace, v'shichlulon, and he furnished it, and he renovated it, and his kinsuda, now he's doing that first meal to go and celebrate the new establishment and the building of this beautiful edifice. And after he's masked the suda, he fixes it up, v'yachach, and then hichlus orchim, he calls in all the guests, shenemar. Chochmas bonsa beisa, chotzva amudea shiva, tovcha tivcha moscha yena, af orcha shulchana, shulchana risea, Tikra al gape meroy mekaris. These are three psukim back to back, all in Mishlei, I believe. Yeah, Mishlei Tes, Aleph, Tes, Beis, Tes, Gimel. And what do all of these psukim mean? So the Gemara now explains every word. Chachmas bonse beisa. That means zumidasa shel Kadosh Baruch Hu shebores kol oilam kulay vechachma. This is referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, who built his bias being the whole world. He built it b'choch. Chochmas bonse beisa. Chatzu b'der shiva. What does that mean? Eilu shiva simei breishis. Kadosh Baruch Hu created in 7 days, including Shabbos, even though Shabbos it was no physical work. B'bo Shabbos b'menucha. But nevertheless, the 7th day is considered to be also a day of creation. If you look at the second toisis from the top, chatzu b'der shiva, to b'shiva yomim nivra oilam. Sha'afu b'yisha b'shisha, yomim nivra oilam. Yikol moka meichosa menucha. It was missing rest. B'bo Shabbos b'menucha. On the 7th day, Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we think normally of menucha, of rest, being the absence of work. So our Gemara is telling us, Torah is telling us, no, it's not the absence of work. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu created menucha, so people should be able to rest on the 7th day. It's the same thing in the Gabi Choshech. We normally think of darkness when the light has left. Right, you turn off all the electric lights, and now it's dark. So therefore, darkness is not a creation, it's just in the absence of light. But that's not the case. Kadosh Baruch Hu created both the Or and the Choshech. That's why we taka say, Yoitzer Or Uvoirei Choshech. Kadosh Baruch Hu created both. So Kadosh Baruch Hu also created Menucha, which is on the 7th day. Continuing the Gemara, Tov Chetivcha Moscha Yena, Haf Orcha Shulchan. What is this referring to? This is the Yom HaHoreis, that anything else that people need to go and be able to live in this world. Shulchan Aruch said, Tikra, Ze Odu B'Chava. This is that we now called to Odu B'Chava to join in the Orcho Shulchana, in the Shulchan, Al Gav Merei Mekores. On the tops, the Kores means like the word Kiria, which means a city. Meroime means at the heights. Gapi means on the heights of the heights, on the top of the heights of the Kiria. They made an announcement, as if somebody took a loudspeaker and said, Rabbeisai, the king has now finished his beautiful palace, and he's made this royal feast. Everybody's invited. So Lahavdil, this is the same thing we're saying by Kodesh Baruch Hu Kavi Yochel. He just finished his house, and he built it with 7 beautiful days in the Shabbos Yom Rishis. And now he made this Gvaldi Gesuda, and now we're calling to Adam Mechava, come arayin, and join in the Suda. Now, here in this Pasuk, it says, Al-Gapei Merei Mekaris. However, there's another Pasuk also in Mishlei, in that same parak, instead of saying Al-Gapei, it says Al-Kisei. Rabba Barbachana Rami, Ksiv Al-Gapei, Ksiv Al-Kisei Merei Mekaris. What's the difference between the two? Batchila Al-Gapei, Lupsoif Al-Kisei. Meroi Mekaris, as we said before, means the heights of the city. Gapi means standing high on top of the heights of the city. Kise means you're sitting down on the throne. So that's already a little bit lower, if you will, because you're not standing tall and high and mighty, but you're sitting down, so it's a little bit lower. So therefore, our Gemara says that initially, before Koidim Lechet, then Adam Mechaber being invited in for the Suda, Al Gapim are in the cars. However, after the Chet of Eitz Hadas, then they were kind of lowered in esteem. We no longer talking about Al Gapi, we talk about Al Kisir. Zorti Moravaita, Shaitan Pasik, Mi Pesi, Yosur, Haina, Chasar Leiv, Umrulai. Now, Pesi, of course, means like an imbecile, an idiot. Yosur Haina, who is coming here and coming here on as a detour, so to speak. It's a chasar leiv, umrulai, it's the person who had no seichel. That's the one who told him, come and make this detour over here. Now, the word pesi, which means an imbecile, etc., also is related to the din of a mafuta. Mafuta means someone that has been seduced, like you have oynes umafata. And therefore, what our pasuk is telling us, what the Chazal is telling us, is who is the one that caused Odom Harishain to go and sin? He became an imbecile by listening to someone and therefore taking a detour and getting off the derech. Who is that? The Chasar Leiv, Amrulai. Who is the Chasar Leiv? That's Chava, who convinced him to go and eat for the Eitz Hadas. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mi Pesoi Lezeh, who's the one that seduced, that convinced Adam Rishon to go and err? Isha Amrulai, it's his wife. The Chassidus says, the Pasuk, Noyif Isha Chasar Leiv. Even though the Pasha Pshat of the Pasuk is that the person who engages in adultery with an Isha Chasar Leiv, he needs to have an appointment with his psychotherapist. Why would a person do something like that? Chas v'shalom. So the chasar leiv is really going on the noyev. But because the way the pasuk is written, noyev isha chasar leiv, the Gemara darshins of the chasar leiv is modifying the isha, and therefore going back to the earlier pasuk, mi pesi yosur hayda. What caused Adam Rishon to go off the derech on a detour? It was the chasar leiv. It was Chava who was the isha chasar leiv. Amaloi. She said, told him, go and eat for the Eitz Hadas. Tanya Ramei Omer, Odom Rishon Mikol Olam Kulei Chutzper Afarim. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu created Odom Rishon, offer Minu Adama, he didn't take it from one particular place. He took it from the Gantavelt, from all over. How do I know? Shnei Mitzvah Zepasik, Golmi Ro'o Einecha. The word Goylem we have often in Chazal, especially when you get to say the Taharis. A goylem kli means a kli that has not been fully formed yet. It's still in the mid stages of manufacture. So when a Kodesh Baruch Hu was forming Adam Rishon, gol meroy enecha, he took it from as far as your eyes could see, says the Rashi in the bottom. Mikol mari enecha niglamti. Adam Rishon was created from anywhere and everywhere, wherever you can go and see in the world. Find a kol oylem. Which is the same pasuk that you have quoted here in the parentheses. So therefore, Adam Rishon was created from the Gamzerot. Yes?
Don't we have a Gemara at the end of the Gittin that says that the reason the Mizbeach cries when a man gives his wife a get is because Adam Rishon was created from the soil beneath the Mizbeach in the Kodesh Kodeshim. So it's so sad, this Gemara, is it?
No, we're not finished yet. So Omer Avoyishim Mishmei Derav. Adam Rishon, now we're dividing up Adam Rishon biologically. Gufai mi Bavel. Most of the guf, most of the structure, came from Bavel. V'roishoi mi Eretz Yisrael. And the Roishoi Eretz Yisrael. Presumably that would include the offer underneath the Mizbech, to which you would just refer to. And Ve'evorim mishar ha-rotzois. And the Evorim from all the other lands outside of Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. Igvoisav, that means the backside. Amravacha mi Akra di Agma. Now, how does the Gemara know all this? Bavel, Akra di Agma. So Rashi says it's very simple, that we're going to see in a moment that Adam Rishon was a huge, huge giant, and therefore you needed a lot of offer to create this huge giant. So, because when you go to Bavel, you find that it's all valleys, really, before Adam Rishon, it was all straight, wonderful land. But since the Kodesh Baruch Hu needed so much offer, he made a deep height and not making it up. Look at top Rashi. Kufmi Bavel, Hashem Shehoisa Amuka, since it's so deep in the valley, Nira. That's why it appears to the Gemara Shemisham Lukach. That's where all of this offer was taken from Bavel to create Adam Rishon. Kach Nasa Mitzulim. That's why down below becomes like the depths of the sea. That's how low the soil is there in Bavel. Roish is from Eretz Yisrael, says Rashi. She gvoi v'chashuv mikol ha-ratzois. The Avir to Eretz Yisrael machkim. Therefore we want his Roish to come from Eretz Yisrael, that he should have a golden cup. Eivor v'yod v'rag v'mishar ratzois mikol ha-olam. Like we said on the Amud Aleph. Now the backside, mi'akar di'agma. The backside of a person usually requires even more flesh. So that Akre Agma was the place in Bavel, Vu Omik Ma'oid, and that's even deeper than the rest of Bavel. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu took even more soil from there for purposes of constructing other Marisha. Amr Reb Yochanan Bar Chanina, third line from the top, there's another gear, so Amr Reb Yosi Bar Achai, Achoi Bar Chanina. Shteim Esri Shoyis Havayoy. A typical day has 12 hours, and we're talking now specifically about the sixth day of creation, the day that Adam Rishon was born. So now we're talking about how it went hour to hour to hour. So the first hour, Shoyi Rishon Hutzpar Afari, because Baruch collected the offer from all over. Shni, and the second, Nasa Goylem. That was the Goylem we spoke about in the Amud Aleph. Now it's being manufactured and constructed into Golmei Kli. So far, it's an incomplete Kli. Shlishis, the third hour, Nimtchoi Varev. Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed the Varev now to go and spread, and therefore he had now his arms and his legs, his limbs. Revius, Nizrika by Neshama, Kadosh Baruch Hu threw a Neshama into this guf. Chamishis, in the fifth hour, Omer Raglav. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, you can stand up now. Shishis, now the sixth hour, Kore Shemois. Says in the Pasuk that Vayikra and Shemois, etc., that Odom Rishon called all the behemoths with specific names. Shvi is in the 7,000, Zdav Galei Chava. That's when Kadosh Baruch Hu created Chava to be with Adam. Shminis Olamita. In the 8th hour, they in fact had Bia together. And they went up Olamita Shnayim. The Yordu Arba. But by the time they finished, 4 came down. In other words, Cain and Hevel were born instantaneously. Chias, the 9th hour, Nitzav Shalechol Min Ilan. Don't eat from the Eitz Adas. Asiris, the next hour, Sarach. They already erred, and they already sinned. Achas Esrei, the 11th hour, Nidoin, they, Kadosh Baruch Hu, pronounced their judgment. Shteim Esrei, Nitrad V'Halachloi, and they were thrown out of Gan Eden, and they didn't wait until the next morning. No. Shenema, Odin Bikar Bal Yolin. He didn't even have a chance to go and sleep that night. There was no Halonis Adin over here. That night after 12 hours, you sinned, arose, they were ejected, rejected, dejected from Canaan.
Doesn't it go against what we said before, that since Hashem decreed they would die, shouldn't there be halonis adin between the deliberation and the
Masa? I'm saying, there was no halonis adin. That's a chiddush of our Gemara, there was no halonis adin. Bal yom. Omer Muhammad. Ein chai rosh letes ba'adam ke nidma loy ke behema. When does a chai rosh start up with an adam? After all, a chai rosh should have covered for an adam. Adam is yitzir kapish of Kadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is walking down the street or in a forest, whatever, how does this chaya even have the audacity to think about attacking? The reason is because if the Adam acts like a bahima, then the chaya says, it's a bahima, and therefore he goes and attacks him. Shedema, nimshal ba behemois, ka behemois nidbo. Why does he want to bring this pasuk? Because this is the second half of the pasuk which is, we just quoted. If you look at Torah Harashalim, Adam bikor bal yolin, nimshal ka behemois nidbo. That's why the chayis started with Bnei Adam, because they look like behemoths. Shoah b'soif harami simen. Omer v'yud omer av. B'shoah shibi kadosh baruch hu l'vreshes ha'odam. When kadosh baruch hu wanted to create mankind, an Adam rishon, bora kas achash malachi yasharis. First he created a cat of malachim. Om lahem. And now kadosh baruch hu was now consulted with his new cat of malachim. Ritzoinchem. Nasa Adam etzalmenu. Should we also make an Adam? We made you. You malachim up in Shemayim. Should we make an Adam down here below? Can you describe to me what is he going to do? He's going to do these masim toivim. He's going to do these masim roim. He has a full agenda of things that he's going to do during his lifetime. If that's the case, what do we need him for? If among his masim they're going to be masim haroim, so what do we need him? Kadosh Baruch Hu was not impressed with their advice. He put his little pinky in between them, the Sarfam, and he destroyed, he killed out all of those malachim. And Kashlishis. This happened the second and third time. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, should we make Adam Bitzalmenu? And they said, no, I don't think it's a good idea. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu ultimately got rid of them.
So that's the Kalat Slonis, the third one, right?
Very good. Very good. Okay, so I probably should have put a comma after Kashniya. So this was Kashrishoina. V'chein Kashniya, the same thing. Kashlishes, Amul the Fun, Reboinish Loyalam, Rishoinim Shamul the Fanacham Hal Elo, Kaloyalam Kulishal Chahu, Komashataraitzalas, and Malam Chasei. So the Kashlishes was using, was very, very sensible, very logical. And they say, Reboinish Loyalam, what's Toykis me? You're going to ask me for my opinion? You know what my opinion is. It's going to be like the first two Kitais. But look what happened to the first two Kitais. I don't want to have the same fate. They said, Rishonim Shamul Lufanacha, They gave you the advice that they gave you. Ma'ilu, what help did it do? After all, you didn't listen to them anyway. The whole world belongs to you. Whatever you want to do, do. Don't freightminish, you know, do whatever you think is best. Now, years later, we know that their masim, unfortunately, were very poor, very bad. So now that third kitos came and said, we told you so. Weren't the first two kitas right when they said, who needs ma enish kisis karenu ven odom siv karenu? What are you bothering? Amalensikar Baruch said, v'adzikna ani hu, v'adzeva ani ezbar. I've decided that I'm going to tolerate all of mankind throughout their lifetimes until the end of their days. Adzikna ani hu, until they become senior citizens, v'adzeva, when they become old, ani ezbar, I will continue to be so well to tolerate them until their passing. So now we're going to describe the huge structure of Adam Rishon. As we'll see, he was huge. Adam Rishon, he was from one end of the world to the other end of the world. So when Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam ala Oretz, you know what his dimensions were? From one end of the heavens to the other end of the heavens. In other words, presumably millions of miles. Kim Shesarach, when he was bad by eating from the Eitz Hadas, eating Kadosh Baruch Hu Yod Olav, Kadosh Baruch Hu put his hand down and he gave Makvetch, and he brought him down to size. Shemit says the pasuk, Ocha v'kedem tzartani. That's referring to Adam and Chava, because remember Adam and Rishon had two sides, two parts sufim from the front and from the back. And then you put your hand upon me, your palm upon me, and you gave me a kvetch, and you pushed me all the way down from the original huge dimensions. Omra Bluza, Adam Rishon min Oretz ad Rekia haya. Adam Rishon was all the way from the land up to Rekia, up to the Shemayim. Again, Kibush Tzarech, Yichud Baruch Olav, Miatai. Shenema Ocha v'kedem tzartani. Now the way the Gemara darshens these two psukim, the Gemara considers this to be a shtikl stira. What's a shtikl stira? Because originally we said that Adam Rishon, the dimensions were misayfa oil about soifai, from one end of the world to the other. And the Gemara says that means mitzvah shemayim vekzeh shemayim, from one end of the universe to the other end. And then the second man, the Yomar, darshened it that he was min ha'aretz, from down below, here on the land, anarkiya, all the way up to the shemayim. So it sounds like these are different dimensions. And therefore, kashu kraya dadi, the way you're darshening the psukim, isn't there a stira? But both of these, min ha'shemayim, v'atzei ha'shemayim, from one end of the heavens to the other end of the heavens, or from down here, planet Earth, up to the Rekia, both of those are exactly the same measure, and therefore, they're both saying the same thing. Adam Rishon b'loshen Arami siper. Adam Rishon spoke in Aramaic. How do I know? Shalem, it says, impossible. Mayokru re'echa kel. Now this pasuk alone doesn't really tell us too much about Aramaic, but remember that we have in the Megillah, Lehudim Oysa'oidu v'simcho sasoin v'kar. And Gemara Mesechus Megillah dashes the word yikar, that it's a loshen Arami, and it means kavoid. Ah, so I see that the word yikar in the Megillah is Aramaic. Here too, the Yokru is referring to the Aramaic that he, Adam Rishon, spoke. Behind the Yom Reish Lakish, Maidach says the positive, says, Sefer Tevus Adam, Vlam Shigari, Hoa Kajboch, Dor Vidorishav, Dor Vachachamav, Chachamav, that Kajboch showed Adam Rishon, told us Adam, he told him, Adam Rishon probably asked the Kajboch, what will my legacy be? What will my children look like? What will my Enikoch look like? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no problem. I'm going to open up all the files and I'm going to go and show you what's going to happen in future generations. Dor dor v'dorshav, dor dor v'chachamim. Kimin she'gil l'dorshav Rabbi Kiva. When I came to dor Rabbi Kiva, samach v'teirasai, Adam Rishon was very happy to hear that Rabbi Kiva was doidish tivitun shalalocha from every little tag and every little oiz. He was astounded, amazed by the great Torah of Rabbi Kiva. And the Satsum Yisosim, unfortunately, became very sad when he heard about how Rabbi Kiva Nebuch, being one of the Asara Ruge Malchus, how he was tragically never killed. Omar, and then Adam Rishon said, V'lim ayakur yecha kel. Oy, what a covet it is to have such Eniklach, such great Tamid Chacham, such Dorshim, such Darshanim, such Chacham. V'omar v'yin amarab, Adam Rishon min haya. Adam Rishon was an apikoyus. Shneva says, V'atza yikra Hashem alakim ala Adam v'yayim aloy ayeka. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, where are you? on not to Libcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu knew, of course, where Adam Harishon was. When he said, Ayaka means, where's your heart? On not to Libcha, where is your heart? You seem to have gone off the derech. Mind you, this is only an hour or two after he was born. But anyway, it seems to me that on not to Libcha, that you're already off the derech, you're doing something wrong. So if you see from that, that's a remez that Adam Harishon was a min.
But why a min? I understand he was a chota.
Mm-hmm.
Why a min? It's a. I mean, to say someone, they're a god of a god, or they have a taiva for something.
Yep.
But to call him a min, that seems, it's like really like that's
he's really bad.
Right. But it's why? Why he's a chota? Okay.
What means ayeka? Where are you means we're not talking about the physical form, we're talking about where your heart is.
It
means the heart is somewhere else other than believing in Hashem.
Okay.
Your heart believes in a way to
so you only had one mitzvah to do.
That's it.
That's the Eitzadas.
Right.
But his mind was thinking of already a way to Zardes. What do I need this God for? I can go and do another God. Maybe I'll make myself into a God. He was pulling down on his Makam Arla. It says, Vehema ka Adam. Of Rubris, like Adam Rishon, Oiver Bris, Xivasim as Brisi Heifar. So Bris, it was Oiver the Indian of Bris by the Moshech Varla.
But was he born Gamal? I mean, he didn't have a Bris Mila.
There were originally pictures of that, but once again, all of it got lost over the years. It's very hard to say. The only one that we know, I think, David HaMelech, we know that with the Yard Arla Nishar, no?
No, Moshe Rabbeinu.
We have Moshe Rabbeinu too?
Yeah, he saw his mall.
No, I agree. No, I'm talking about that there are Michelangelo made statues of David HaMelech. So anyway, they're not very tzniastic, the statues. So we continue on. Rav Nachman Omar Koifi Be'ikar Haya. Similar to Min. Ksiv Hocha. Of Bris Uksivasam for Omru Alasher Ozvu as Bris Hashem. He was a total koifer, a total heretic. Tanan Asam, Rebleza Oima, have you shocked Lil Maitaira, Vidama Shatashan Apikaitis? Shocked like we had before, but Yishkoid, a person should go and run and learn a lot of Torah, so he should be able to know what to answer the Apikaitis. And therefore the Gemara tells us, Umrab Yechanan, Lo Ishanu El Apikaitishal at the Chav, talking about Apikaitis of Goy. For Paris Israel, Kochke the Boka Tvei. Because of Israel, Nebuch, someone who was a Shana Upiresh, he originally knew the Torah, and then unfortunately he went off the Terech. Those are the hardest guys to try to convince because they unfortunately knew and they decided to go off the Terech to try to get him back. That's going to be very difficult, very challenging. Amrav Yechanan, Komokshe Shabakru Haminim Shuvasa Metzidan. And now you see what the connection is with the previous Gemara, because we're going to talk about Nas Adam Mitzalmeinu. On the surface, Nas Adam Mitzalmeinu, it sounds like there are a number of different Rishuyois Chas V'Shalom. There are numerous gods, and the gods together are getting together and saying, well, let's go and create Adam Harishon. So therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, anytime there's a Pasuk in the Torah which could mislead a Min or a Koifer, Shuvasa Mitzidon, you have the Tshuva immediately thereafter. So it says, Nas Adam Mitzalmeinu. We know what that's referring to, the Gemara said before. Kadosh Baruch Hu asked, but Pamal Yishamala, the Malachim, but the next pasuk says, or right after that says, "Vayivra kimes Adam b'tzalmai." Vayivra peloshi yachid. So Nas, Itaka spoke to the planning committee with the Malachim, but the actual Bria, there was only one God, one Rabbeinu Shalom. Vayivra lichim. How the native and other Shem Svasim. Once again, we're talking about by the Dor Mabul or by the Dor Vloga, and he's saying, "Let's go together." Native and other Shem Svasim. But Vayir Hashem learns his ear, something that Shabbat who did it on his own. So he spoke to the Malachim, Pamayishamala, but all on his own. Kisham Niglu Eilav Wadakim, it sounds like Niglu is a Lashon Rabim. Next, after that, says the Bodhu, Kelo Oina Oisi Beyam Tsurasi, Ho Oina, not Ho Oinim, Ho Oine, a Lashon Beyach. Kimi Goy Godel Ashaloy Lakim Kroizen Eilav, Kashem Lakim Bechol Kareinu Eilav. Well, it sounds like Elakim Kroivim, that there are numerous or multiple Elakims. Only singular. Don't say liftois lehem laam, liftois lehem. So every time you have a pasuk, you have another pasuk that immediately undercuts whatever the meaning of Abikorsim are saying. And then we have another pasuk. This pasuk, I believe, is in Daniel, if I'm not mistaken. Number 20.
Daniel
Zayin Tes. What did it say over there? At the Christ one, Roma, the Attic Yoimin. Yosef, what is this all about? Kreisvon is a lotion of multiple kisa'ois. Kisa'ois means thrones that a Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyach would sit on. And Atik Yomin Yisev, Atik Yomin is referring to Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is the eldest of all the days, meaning from the beginning of time. So Frank Timura, Hanach Lamali, what's this whole pasuk all about? Like we said in the previous psukim, Kodesh Baruch Hu asked Nas Adam, Salmenu, and also Hava Ner Devonav L'Shem Tzvah. So Kodesh Baruch Hu always consults with B'mayu Shemala Shenema. Gezeres Irin Piskama, U'B'mamra Kaddish and Shelta. Before Kodesh Baruch Hu takes a decision, he goes and discusses it with the Irin Piskama and the Mamra Kaddish and Shelta, the Mamra Shelta and Shelta. He asks them, those are Malachim and things upstairs in Shemai. Okay, all those I can understand, and I can attribute those Kzeiris Irim Pizgama, Mamre Kedishin Yilu Shelter, to different Malachim, Hapsis, and Shemai. But what is this Adi Kresvin Ramav, which sounds like two separate thrones, royal thrones? Why would there be two thrones? There's only one Rabbi Nishleidah, Ma'ikal Ma'ima. And for the one, Echad Loi V'Echad LeDavid. One is for Kadosh Baruch Hu, and one's for David HaMelech. The sign, Echad Loi V'Echad LeDavid, Divi Rabbi Kiva. That's what Rabbi Kiva said. Rabbi Yossi was not happy. He said, Akiva, you're putting together Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol together with David HaMelech. David HaMelech could be the greatest of all kings, but he's still a Basav Adam. Right. How are you going to put two together? One Basik, one throne is for the Din, and one is for Tzedakah. The question is, when Rabbi Yossi told this to Rabbi Akiva, Kibbe Menei, I like Kibbe Menei, did Rabbi Akiva say, you're right? Toshema, the sign of Abraisa, on point. Echelatim, the Echelat, Zaka, Divra, Rabbi Akiva. So we see Rabbi Akiva was masking to Rabbi Yossi. Omulai, Rabbi Luzi ben Azai, Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, Malacha Eitzel HaGod, Keilach Eitzel Ligoy Vaholes. You, Rabbi Akiva, you're such a brilliant, brilliant Talmud Chacham. Oh, what do you have to deal with a Gadot? A Gadot is for us, you know, we like to hear stories, we like to dash and psukim. You should go learn the Goy Vaholes, which are among the most difficult Mesechtas in Shas. Now that's really your place. You should be learning the Goy Vaholes and not a Gadot. Elo, what are the two? Echel Kisev Yechel Lishrafraf. Kisev Leishav Olav Shrafraf Lahadoyim Raglav. When we talk about two thrones, one throne is Takev Siddon, and the Shrafraf means a footstool, where Kaviyochel, the Rabbi Nishol, puts his legs down when he sits on the throne, puts down his legs. Of course, all these things are very difficult to understand, because Baruch Hu doesn't have a physical form. But nevertheless, as El Chazal Darshan. Right, Omer Rav Nachman, Haiman Yod La'adurei L'minim Kirav Idis L'Heder. Someone that knows how to go and answer the Minim, that means the Apikarsim, let him go and answer. However, he has to be like Rav Idis. Haiman Yod La'adurei L'minim Kirav Idis L'Heder. If you are as brilliant as Rav Idis and you know how to answer all the kashas and all the questions of the Kafrim, then you're great. V'loi, but if you really are not as learned and not as wise, Rav Idis, don't bother answering because you can go and put your foot in your mouth. So Yemora tells us a story. Amar Ahu Mina L'Rav Idis. Rav, hey, this min, this Apikori said, whenever you see the word min, some of the Mefarshim say the word min means either Ma'anshe Yeshu Natsri or Mitamide Yeshu Natsri. Me'anshe or Mitamide are basically the same. Yeshu Natsri is referring to Yoshka, therefore it's referring to the Gospels. But of course, that's not appropriate every time. We said Odom Rishon Min Hoya. If he was Mitalide Yeshu Natsri, right, that would be a bit of a stretch.
Maybe there's a difference between Min and Mina. A Min meaning an Apikoros, and Mina.
I think that the word Min means Takam Yeshu Natsri, but it's become a generic word to refer to all different types of Apikorsim and Kofrim, Lemineim, throughout all the generations from Odom Rishon to
Mina, and even in English, Min.
Don't be so mean. Say something sweet. Say something good. Okay.
So is right. Ravidus.
Who was the way? Omar who mean the Ravidus? Ksivus in the pasuk El Moshe Omar Alei El Hashem. So Pasha Vyav El Moshe Omar is referring to the Rabbi Nishlam said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Alei El Hashem, come on up to Shemai. So why is Alei El Hashem? He's talking about himself. Alei Elai mi boy Elai. He should say El Moshe Omar Alei Elai. Was the Alei El Hashem? Omar Alei. He told him we're not referring to. Without referring
the speaker,
to Rabbi Yishalom,
the speaker is not Moshe.
The speaker is not Hashem. Rather, Zum Matatran. That's one of the famous Malachim offices in Shemaim. Sheshmoi Kishem Rabbi. His name is like the name of Hashem. How do I know? Tachsiv Kishmi Bekirboy. What does that mean? His name is named like Hashem. Rashi over here is silent, but Rashi in Chumash says, "What's the gematria of Matatran?" This is Rashi. Matatran Mem is 40. Tess and Tess is 9 and 9 is 18, so that's 58. Reish is 2 is 258. Vav is 6 is 264. And the nun is 50, 264, 50 is 314, 314. Mm-hmm. If you take the name Shakai, which is Shin Dalad Yud, Shin is 300, Dalad Yud is 14, is also 314. So both Matatrin and Shakai are, this is Rashi and Chumash, Matatrin and Shakai are the same, and therefore, in a sense, Matatrin is like Kav Yochel Rabbi Mishaloylam, and therefore he is the one that called out to Moshe Alei Elasha. If he's so powerful, if he's so great, he has the same gematria Shakai. Maybe we should go and bow down to him too. That's why it's in the pasuk. Al tamer boy. Tamer boy normally means don't rebel from lashon merida. Here the word tamer is lashon tamura. Al tamireni boy, don't try to replace me, the Rabbi Shlom Kav Yochel, with matatra. He's worthless because he cannot go and give us atonement for our sins. So Lomali, what do I need him for? That we have a nemonis like a Kabbalah to the effect that since he cannot go and even be atoned for any of our sins, we don't need him afil pravanka, we don't want him even as a messenger from Hashem. So Hashem, when you want to go and tell us Kaviyochel, any message to Moshe, to Klal Yisrael, we want you to do. We want you to be the pravanka, send matatrain as a messenger in Yiddish.
An intermediary.
Very good. We want you, Kodesh Baruch. We don't want any replacements. We don't want any assistance. Just you.
The whole Indian with the eagle, when Hashem says, "I'll send my messenger, my mouth in front of you," and Moshe protests, is exactly on point here.
No emissaries.
And that's the emiss. No emissaries. Amalei, five lines in the Anima, the Rashi. About Rashi, Amalei Hamnusa Biyodin, Zit Rashi, She'ein by Koyach Losif Shoeinu, Takil Ki Lo Yisaf Lefishach. Let's go to the previous Rashi. That in Kain Lo Yisaf Lefishachem, Lo Yochel Nisleich Lefishachem, Amai Yisran Bay. What do I need Matatrin for? If he cannot go and give us atonement for any of our sins, ichtafim nish, it's all blam d'haim, you should stay home. Amalei nusu b'yavim, she'ein bay koyach losis b'sheinu, in echanami, he has no koyach to do anything with our sins, v'anunami mu'asnuhu, and therefore we ejected him, u'mi'anu l'kabli, we don't want him. Afil epavanka, even to be a shliach moitzim, maybe just to bring the mail from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to bring the emails, to bring the faxes, we don't need him. Stay home. Okay, getting back to our Gemara. This is five lines from the bottom of the Amud. Amin after Reb Shmuel Reb Yosi exhibits in the part of Hashem him to us the blame while the gofes ve'esh me'ez Hashem min Hashemoy. The same question again. Hashem is being mamtir the gofes ve'esh, and that's me'ez Hashem me'itim boyle. You should say from him. Why does it repeat me Hashem shveitach v'Hashem him to? Amli ha'u koyvis. So there was a launderer that was standing by and he was listening. He says, Shavke, you don't even have to answer him, Reb Shmuel Ben Yosi. I'm going to go and answer him. The Chassidus said, the apostle, Yim Alemach Le Noshav, Od Vetzila Shma'an Koyli, Nishay Lemach, Shmane Shmene Imrasi. What's the Lashon Apostle? 26. Shma'an Koyli, Nishay Lemach, Hazena Imrasi. Ki Yisharak Lefitzi, V'yelech Avrasi. So now you have the same problem with this, the construction of this pasuk.
The third person. The person's talking about himself in the third person.
Right. Lemach says, Tanosh of Adam, Tzila, Shemaim, Koyli, Nishay Lemach, the wives of Lemach. What do you mean, the wives of Lemach?
My wives.
My wives. Freit Yimara, Noshay mi boile. That's how you find some psukim are written that way. Kodesh Baruch Hu, for whatever reason, wrote it that way. You have the same thing over here, even though it would make L'choyra good sense. Vashem Himtah, Sulem, Almayra, Govah, Zayish, Mi'itoi. So it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu refers to himself in the third person, the Yetzer Hashem, and Yishkefel. On Malaysi, he asked him, how did you know to give such a wonderful answer? How did you know that? He said, I always go to the Perek of Ramey. In other words, go to his Shi'urim. When Ramey would dash his Perek, Havadorish Tilsa Shmaitza, Tilsa Agadata, Tilsa Misli. It was a nice potpourri of different things. You would have Shmaitza, meaning Gemaras and Halacha. A third of it would be Agadata, and a third would be Mishalom. So I heard this Agada from Remeir, and that's how I knew the answer, and I was able to defeat this man, and we didn't need to come on to you, Reb Shmuel Reb Yosi. So since we spoke about Remeir and saying Mishalom, says Yomar, that we Omer Reb Yochanan, Gimel Meis Mishalom Shu Olam Hoyler Remeir. Remeir had 300 Mishalos involving Shu Olam, faxes. But we only have the Kabbalah from all those 300, Ella Sholesh. Only three. What are those three? Says Yimar at the top. What is this all about? So we have a fascinating Rashi. When the Rashi says it very succinctly, otherwise one could probably write 10 pages about this, and he combines all of these three Mishalim into one. So let's look at the top. Mashalhu Sharima Hashual Es Hazi'ev, that the fox outfoxed the wolf, and he convinced him, Likonis the Chotzer Yehuda Merev Shabbos. Today is Friday, and he says, you know what? I have a good idea for you. You go to the Chotzer Yehudim on Friday, or the Sakri Moim Tzarchisudim, offer to go and prepare with them the children and the kugel and the fish and all the rest. And they'll be so appreciative of all your efforts, and they're going to invite you in for Suda Shabbos. A great idea. So what did the Zev do? So the Zev went in Kishbol, Likonis, the Chatzar of Eira. When he wanted to come to the Chatzar and offer his assistance, Chibra Olav Maklis, all of a sudden, all of the people that resided there all took Agrois Eshtekin, and they wanted to give Kleb to this Zev. So the Zev, of course, ran away for its life, and he was very, very upset at the fox for outfoxing him. So Bolarig is a shul. So now the Zev wanted to go and kill the fox. Omaloi, so the fox said to him, 1 second! You know why they gave Petsch to you? My Eitzah was a Gevaldige Eitzah. The reason why they wanted to give Petsch was a Makloitz. It was your father. It's because of your father's sins. The father of Zezev. Shepam Achas, one time, his chil, the Sayim Besuda, he went back to go and help them out in the Suda, and they were so happy, oh, so appreciative. That's so nice, Mr. Wolf. Wolf, you came and helped. And guess what he did? For Achal is called Nach Nitach Toiv. And then he wolfed down every single good piece of food. Omaloi, and so they, Operi. So therefore, they remember the Shonim Kadmoinim, when your father went and tried to go and wolf down all the food that he prepared, and that's why they figured you're going to do the same thing, and that's why they ejected you. Amalai. So now the wolf says back, because of my father, I get Malkis after all. Says, it's not right. Amalai, hey, it's true, that they always go and eat the good skite, all those wonderful things. You look now going back to the Gemara, the top line. Shinibonim tekenet. It's because of
Hake Shinas.
Very good. It's because of the sins of the fathers that they ate up the boitzer, the good tezachim. Now that's why they give klep now to the shinibonim that they threw you out. Aha. And that they try to hit you in makles. Avol. So now the shul, again, the fox, has another eitzer. Bo'imi, come with me. The erecha mokan, I'm going to show you a place, lechavu this boya, that you're going to be able to eat and you're going to be satiated. Ah! Okay, so he came with him. Boloi alaber, so they came close to a well. Valsvosai, and on the side of the well, mutl eitz, there was a stick, a piece of wood. Vachevum mushkav olav, and there was a long rope extending from that eitz. Uvishne rashi achevul shnei deloyim, and they had two pails from the two sides, kshurim, which were attached to this rope. Is nichlas hashul bedliyo elyoin, so the two deloyim were there, and the shul jumped, the fox jumped onto the top dli, and guess what? The ichbin, and it went all the way down, because it was the other one was empty, so it went all the way down. The yor lamata went down to the bottom of the be'er, dli atachtin ola. It was like a scales, so one went down and the other went up, so dli atachtin went to the top. Omlo yazev, so now the zev, the wolf, says to him, to the
show
to the shul, the fox that's all the way in the bottom of the bear. What are you doing there? What's going on? Amaloi, you have no idea what we have down here. Yishkan Basa Udvina. This is the Chmuchik's of Fleshik.
He's not a Jewish fox.
Well, even if he was Jewish.
He's a min.
Amaloi, Ikan, Yishkan Basa Udvina. Lecha. Vilizboya. Oh, you're going to have a suit. There's Malachim over here. Beheraloi, and he showed him. Demus halavana, the figure of the reflection of the moon, b'mayim in the water in the be'er, kidmus eagle kimin gvina angula. He says, you see this delicious cake of cheese? You see it? Really, it was just a reflection of the moon. Amalois, he said to him, ani heich eret. Okay, but how am I going to get there to be able to get this gvaldige gvina and this gvaldige basar? Amalai hachneis ata bedliyo elyoin. What you can do is just like I did. I went to Leah Elyon, I went all the way to the bottom. So now you go into Leah Elyon, and you'll go to the bottom. So Nechlas Yitaka went into the other Tli. The Yechben and went down below. The Yorad, all the way to the bottom. The Lisha Shul, Olav, of course, the one that the Shul was in, that went all the way to the top. So now the Shul, of course, is free to go wherever he wants to.
And then the Zayn is trapped downstairs in the well.
Exactly. How'd I get out of here? Amaloi, Rabbi Nishlam says, Tzadik means Tzara Nechlatz. I'm the Tzadik, and I was freed from this Tzara that I was down there below. Kadosh Baruch Hu has freed me. If you have a Rosh Tachtam, you're the Rosh, so now you came to replace me. Isn't that what it says in the Pasuk? Moiznei Tzadik. So getting back to the three lines at the top. Obviously, the Boisar, the obvious go and eat the Geshmaka things. Shina Bonim Tekena, and it's the teeth of the Bonim that were dulled. Moiznei Tzadik, Amnei Tzadik. These two Deloyim were like Moiznayim, like scales going up and down. Tzadik Mitzar Nechlet, that's referring to me. That's the Shual. And you, these are Obi Rosh Tachtav. So that's what the Gemara calls three Misholim that were combined into this one story that the Gemara brings.
Beautiful.
Stop over here.
I didn't want to interrupt you tomorrow before.